Welcome back, everybody. Day three of the 25th anniversary Seattle Hemp Fest. I'm backstage at Main Stage, and I've run into J-Dub. And he was here listening to me interview Dr. Behrman, and we just started talking because he's like me. He's 100% into this.
Yeah.
Tell folks about what you're doing and how you got involved.
Well, I have long roots in this. I'm a third-generation pot farmer. I come from Humboldt County. I was born in Humboldt County.
Sure.
Have roots in Mendo, yeah. So I came up here to Seattle when I was a young kid, and somehow I just fell into the cannabis community in a very weird way.
Yeah.
I was just part of some growing operations that had very specific genetic lines.
Okay.
And my buddy created what's called Rapper Kush, and he branded that Rapper Kush, and he sold it to an I-502 company, and now it is becoming a big deal.
Okay.
I also work for a company called Open Source Steel, and we sell extraction equipment and distillation equipment to create what's known as distillate and BHO, PHO, and systems like that. So basically, I'm thoroughly versed on every possible way that cannabis can help the human endocannabinoid system, our immune system. Every scientific piece of cannabis is ingrained in my brain. And this is just basically what we do. We go around in our community and we work with select companies that we feel promote our agenda to legalize cannabis on an overall level, federally, everywhere, deregulate it in every sense, and create medicine on a holistic approach that can regulate your system through terpenes, through whatever you need. But my main agenda right now is just to get everything we can for medical and get medical back in Washington State, because we kind of got burnt.
Yeah.
And we want to move forward, and we want to give everybody an equal opportunity to have medicine at any level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's little girls having seizures that need it. There's big people that need it to eat. There's little people. Everybody needs it for their own distinct reason.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do.
Now, you've got a performer badge on. Are you performing on the main stage?
No, we will be performing today.
Oh, on Black Stage.
At the Black Stage. Okay. At 4 o'clock, for 4 o'clock to the 4:20 slot, we will be performing live. That'll be the Rapper Kush Crop in Season Volume 2 mixtape.
Yeah.
We got free copies going out on stage. But yeah, our Chance Alien is our artist, and it's all presented by Fat Dre. Right. Fat Dre is the creator of Rapper Kush.
Okay.
He's the one who created the strand. He's the one who put the music out. He's the man with the plan. He's got the vision on what Rapper Kush is. Okay. Rapper Kush is to Seattle what Cookies is to Burner in San Francisco.
Okay.
What Wiz Khalifa does for the cannabis community, that's what Fat Dre does in Seattle.
Right.
That's what Fat Dre is about. And his farm, THC Farm, is the first OSHA certified cannabis farm in the nation.
That's cool.
They're a tier three, and they're totally top notch. Like, only person I ever seen messing with them is Scott Reach from Rare Dankness.
And that's
a beast, okay?
Yeah.
So when we talk about it, the only person I've ever seen pull this off this level is THC Farms, Fat Dre. Their product lineup and what they're about to do, they're dedicating canopy space strictly to medical marijuana.
That's beautiful. And for the out-of-state listeners that might not know, Washington State, every state that's legal and medical has their own levels of what they allow and their regulations. Here in Washington, it's Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. Tier 3 is the biggest grows. How big do those get?
We have 56,000 square feet, 30,000 square feet of that. This is rough estimates.
Yeah, ballpark.
Ballpark. 30,000 square feet of that is going to be directly dedicated to medical cannabis. And the strands are going to be specific to THC Farms and their product and what they want to do. They're creating a standard that is going to be nationwide. They do not want to play on the field of state. They're playing nationwide. They want to have the highest... they want to be certified in everything. They want to be top-notch in everything. Best technology, best nutrients, best product lines on everything. Packaging, that's their goal. They didn't come into it to be, you know, playing around. They want to make sure that the medical patients are taken care of.
Yeah.
Even though we don't have a medical field right now in Washington because of the law situation.
Yeah.
So that's their mission, and they've seen the gap, and they're filling it. That's their job.
Well, let's give people all of the contact they need for Fat Dre, for Rapper Kush, for anything. You know, what needs to be put?
Okay, so basically, Fat Dre is easy to get a hold of. You can look up Fat Dre on Facebook as Fat Dre REC, but it's going to be P-H-A-T-D-R-E. That's P-H-A-T-D-R-E, R-E-C, recordings. That's his music line, and that's what a lot of the music stuff's done. On Instagram, it will be Fat Dre at THC Farms, or just Fat Dre THC Farms. And you can always look up the Rapper Kush. Rapper Kush is going to be everywhere. You'll see the t-shirts. You'll see the branding. It's the strand is very predominant, pre-98 Bubba Kush, and some other things that are secretly held tight to the chest. But let me tell you, this is a Kush that is memorable, memorable. You will not forget this Kush. Once you taste this Kush, you will know that it's Rapper Kush.
Right on.
And there's a reason why. Because we like music, and we like to play music and get high, and the Rapper Kush is all about the musical movement of cannabis. We want to move cannabis and music in the same path, and that's the way we're going to keep it. So Rapper Kush, THC Farms. I'm J-Dubs from Open Source Steel. I'll talk to you later about my Open Source Steel stuff. But thanks, Russ, for having me. It's always good to see you.
Thank you, J-Dubs, and good luck with everything you're doing. We're going to get back to Seattle Hemp Fest because this weed ain't going to smoke itself.